September 1st, 1989. Dear Diary, I believe I'm a good person. You know, I think that there's good in everyone, but here we are. First day of senior year! And, I look around at these kids that I've known all my life and I ask myself...
Heather's is a weird beast, a fluffy black comedy, a brightly lit confection that gestures toward depth and occasionally delivers, and an eerily timeless morality play, according to John Ross Bowie. He says it begs to be taken seriously and then seems to mock us for doing so. This script is a tour de force of the highs and lows of American culture. Embedded within are references to the perennial Archie comics with its Cain and Abel duo, Veronica and her best friend, Mark Twain's most carefree hero, Tom Sawyer, and even Sherwood Anderson's Joycean story circle, Winesburg, Ohio. All are deliberate and all mean something. Our heroine is named Veronica Sawyer. Veronica is trapped in a high school named for the Midwest's greatest indie rock poet, Paul Westerberg. The setting of Sherwood, Ohio, casts a respectful nod toward Sherwood Anderson's dense story collection. Forging signatures is a theme that comes up in the story. But that word, forge, means a few other things besides to fake. It also means to build, create, construct. And we begin to forge our identities in high school, which is what makes these forgeries so sinister. The name Heather is Middle English in origin. It's the name of a Scottish flower. According to the U.S. Census, it was virtually unheard of as a first name until 1935, then had a steady climb, peaking in the early 1970s, and as the third most popular girl's name in the United States. The name's popularity has dropped off considerably since then. It seemed like every third girl was named Heather when I was growing up, yet I don't know anyone who's naming their child Heather now. We likely have the authors of this story to thank for the sharp decline. That, according to John Ross Bowie, in his study titled Heathers, about the film Heathers from 1988. Heathers the musical opened off-Broadway in 2014, and now the Pennsylvania Theater of Performing Arts in Hazleton will bring to the stage Veronica Sawyer and the powerful and ruthless clique at Westerberg High, three young women, each one named Heather. The show opens this Friday and runs the following weekend, too. John Sugar directs, and he paid a visit to the WVIA studios with assistant director Donna Wojtek and Angelina Umbriak, who has the role of Veronica Sawyer, and Abby Martino, who is Heather Chandler. To begin, why Heathers?
I've been a fan of horror and dark comedy and darker stories my whole life, and... Well, I've found my experiences when you do these kind of stories, when you do horror, when you do these things are tremendous fun. You know, maybe it's not fun to be a terrible person, but it's fun to play one on stage. So I keep coming back to this sort of thing, and I do like things that are offbeat.
People may know it, but they may know it from film.
The musical is based off the 1980s film Heathers.
The basic story is the same. They changed a lot of details, and they combined two characters into... Veronica's best friend. Anyone who's seen the film Heathers generally knows the story, and I think will be surprised at the details that changed.
Can you tell us a little bit about the premise without spoiling it?
Without spoiling it, that's the hard part.
It's your classic Mean Girls story. You have your clique of Mean Girls picking on...
Everybody else.
Everybody else, or the people who are different and quirky from them.
That's what it is. Heathers takes place in a high school. The title characters are kind of the queens of the school. And the lead character, Veronica, kind of becomes a part of the Heathers and decides she doesn't like it, and I don't really want to go any farther.
Well, introduce us then to these characters.
Oh, dear. Okay, well... I'm playing Veronica, and I'm 16 years old, but Veronica is traditionally a 17-year-old, and I just think it's so cool because Veronica really is, I think, the most relatable character in the show, especially in this day and age, even though it takes place in 1989. But this day and age, she's so relatable. She has one or two friends that she really talks to. She dreams about just getting out of her hometown and going to a really nice college and just getting out from everything. And she gets tied up with these mean girls because she just wants people to tolerate her. She doesn't really mind being popular or not, but she just wants to be okay in school. She doesn't want to hate it. And throughout the process of the show, everything that she goes through is just incredibly accurate. Not spoiling the show, everything is so exaggerated, but it's so real. Even though it's a horror film, it hits home.
If you were in school and this kind of thing were unfolding, maybe not the most scary parts, but you say this is really true to what happens in school.
It really is. It really is. It's almost too relatable.
And your character, Abby?
My character is the typical mean girl. She's the head of the clique, so she kind of controls what all of her friends do and what everyone else does in the school.
Have you known a mean girl?
Plenty. Yeah. And I don't really base my character off of, like, them today, because I think it's a totally different extreme of mean girls in reality than in shows and movies, especially now, like today. But there's definitely cliques, and you definitely know who the ringleaders are in them.
You know, we did a show set in high school just a couple of years ago as well. And what has changed in high school culture from when I was going to now is more, I think, the involvement of the adults. Now, there are, like, anti-bullying societies. Now, if a kid in the class passed away for whatever reason, they would be bringing in counselors. They would be bringing in people to help the kids process it. We was on our own when I was in school. You know, if you were bullied, pretty much too bad. You had no recourse at all. And there's been at least attempts made since I was in school and since the 80s to give the kids who are underdogs a resource and somewhere to go and somewhere to be safe. And that wasn't the case when I was in school.
I'm between John and our actors here. So about, I'll say 20 years ago in elementary school, I was suffering from bullying almost too much like the Heathers. It was three girls. We were friends. All of a sudden they turned on me. So it's very interesting that it's still going on. It's still a problem. There's still bullies out there, and we can't seem to resolve having people get along. And I'm thinking about the show and Heathers. It's set in a high school, but I just keep thinking back to, you know, this happens in elementary school. It happens younger, and we need to get the parents aware of what their children are doing and who they're hanging out with. And it just bothers me that it's still a problem.
Do we have sympathy for the characters who are mean?
No.
Maybe
not
one.
For me, but for other characters like mine, there is.
Your character has one sympathetic moment, but if I talk about it, I'm going to spoil it. So I don't really want to. But they made an effort, especially when they translated this story from film to stage, they made a real effort to give every character at least one moment of being sympathetic and being likable. When you go back and watch the film, there's no attempt at all, even to the point where the boy that Veronica starts to date, JD, in the film, he's just kind of a cipher. He floats into town, he does what he does, and then he leaves, and you don't really get to know much about him. They made an effort just to tell us more about every character in the story.
What kinds of things as actors are you having to grapple with?
Well, watching the movie a couple years ago, I loved Winona Ryder in the role, and I thought she was perfect. I love everything about her, and I realized that the film was so controversial when it came out because of the content. And just watching it, I was like, oh, well, this is definitely a horror film. But now actually living as Veronica and experiencing what she goes through day by day, it's really hard. It's almost heartbreaking. Because talking to my counterpart, JD, when we're doing the scene where we first meet, I love doing it. I love everything about it. It's so fun. And I love interacting with him. And it's just, I love being able to meet someone like me, JD. And everything else that goes throughout the show, it just gets progressively harder and harder and more emotionally challenging. And I love living as Veronica. And I want her to be able to live on stage. And I'm still struggling with the emotions, but I'm working my best.
Have you acted all along in your young life?
I started acting when I was 10 years old, but that was smaller roles. Now this is something totally, totally different.
Did you try out because you'd seen the movie and liked the story?
Actually, no. I saw the movie a couple years ago, but I haven't really paid attention to it. And then I heard the music from the musical, and I fell in love with it. It was so amazing. It really pulls it together.
And do we have a sense of the style? How do you describe the music?
A lot of 80s wrapped into one, like 80s rock and ballads and party music.
Yeah, that's a good description.
Who's your music director?
Matthew Zweibel is our music director. He has a bigger job than a lot of music directors. This show is almost all songs. There's scenes, maybe a minute or two, that kind of tie it all together. But when the show got put together, they focused very much on making it music. So we've had to work a long time, just because whenever you do a musical, the songs, you have to learn them twice. You learn to sing them, then you learn to dance them, or at least stage them. So Matt's been doing a very good job, but, you know, he's had to push everybody. It's not an easy score. There's a lot of harmonies. And in some cases, I think some difficult vocal roles, but these kids make it sound so darn easy.
And what drew you out, Mean Girl? Why did you decide that you wanted to take her?
Well, I think it's the same reason as Angelina. I heard the music first, and I loved it. And I never saw the movie before it. I actually didn't know the movie was a thing. And then after listening to it, I looked it up and I watched the movie. And personally, I prefer the musical version to the movie, because I think the musical is more relatable because of the way things have changed. But yeah, that's what drew me to the musical, the music.
And you've been acting and doing theater?
Yeah, since I was 8.
A lot of veterans in this cast. You know, since the cast is mostly teenagers, that's still, this ain't their first rodeo.
How is this show taking shape on the stage?
There's a scene that takes place in a bedroom. We have one little wagon with a window and a door and this miniature bed, and that's the bedroom. And that's the only room. Everything else is much more open, and it's much more a case of, this is where we are. Trust us. Use your imagination. Which obviously makes the set easier to build. But you kind of need the open space, because there's so much movement, and the story doesn't stay in one place long enough to warrant building large, realistic sets, because then you'd be in one place for a minute, then you'd wait 5 minutes for the scene to change. And there's just no good reason to do that.
And how are you both working together as director and assistant director? What are your responsibilities, Don?
I'm doing a lot of painting and a lot of prop work. I fill in when John can't be there. I lend to ideas on costumes, and John usually runs a lot of things by me. He's like, I'm thinking I want them to do this. What do you think? And so it's very collaborative.
One of the other things that Donna's always done is she keeps track of staging. She keeps track of blocking, because when I'm busy giving it out, I'm not writing it down. So I'm usually not going to remember it the next day.
Is there a song you can talk about that isn't a spoiler, but that is maybe pivotal to your experience of what you've been doing?
Well, playing the character Veronica, it's been so challenging, and I've had to push myself. And most characters that I've played, I had to be vulnerable on stage, and just one little thing here and there. But Veronica, it's just all out there. It's all out there.
For me personally, I'm not in the show as much as she is, so there are select songs that it's just not stuff that I would normally be singing on stage. It's so hard not to spoil.
Yeah, I know.
One of the things that made me understand the entire story, even look at the film as well as the play, there's a song that takes place at a big party where the parents are gone and the kids are having their party. And during the song, they overtly talk about how their parents just have no idea what they do when they're left unsupervised and left alone. And it occurred to me that that's exactly what Heathers is about. Heathers is about kids who really have been either neglected or ignored or abandoned by the adults in their lives. And so all of them have had to try and find out how to grow up in their own way. To me, it makes the Mean Girl sympathetic, all of them, because they've had no guidance. And I'm not necessarily talking discipline. They haven't been nurtured either. And so this is what they've grown up to, kind of fill that void.
And I think that whole scenario contributes to my character a lot, because you never meet her parents. And there is a scene where you're in her house, but she's alone in the house, and no one's there. So I agree with that a lot.
There's also our two jock characters, Kurt and Ram, and we see their fathers, and we see how their fathers treat them, and that's how they're treating people at school. So you also get that connection, and you'll see where their behavior is coming from.
There was bullying in another show that you did. What was
two,
that?
2 years ago, in fact, Abby was in that one as well. 2 years ago, we did a production of the musical version of Carrie, and bullying really was the central theme of Carrie. That was a story about a girl who was just a victim all her life. obviously we've compared the two at times and talked about it. And it's funny because one of the comparisons we distinctly made, Jess Benjamin, the choreographer, brought this up. With Carrie, you could detach yourself a little bit because Carrie had her telekinesis, which was almost a superpower. It made the story a kind of fantasy. You could pretend it wasn't real. Heather's is real. Everything that happens in Heather's could happen, and maybe not to the same extremes, but does happen. So in a way, it makes Heather's a little bit of a harder ride than Carrie was.
You find that, Abby, from having been in both now?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think in Carrie, the story is a little more far-fetched, but the characters were more relatable, where in Heather's, the story is more relatable, and the characters are very exaggerated.
What are some of the kinds of emotions you expect people watching this to come away with?
I hope people will come out feeling like they've been on a roller coaster. It's a story of extremes, and the audience isn't given a lot of time to breathe when we go from one extreme to another extreme to another. And they're all different experiences. Obviously, people who've seen the film have some idea what's coming next, but even the film was that kind of an experience. People who don't know the story are in for just a string of surprises. I mean, I'm sure you've heard many people talk about it, the immediacy of live theater. The fact that it's not a projected image on a screen, that's a real person up there, always makes theater a very powerful experience, even compared to being in a crowded movie theater, I think. And this is one where the fact that it's live theater is going to make it a much more visceral experience for our audience. And I can blow this town. Dream of ivy covered walls and smoky French cafes.
Watch it.
Fight the urge to strike a match and set this dump ablaze.
Director John Sugart, Assistant Director Donna Wojtek, Angelina Umbriak, who has the role of Veronica Sawyer, and Abby Martino, who is Heather Chandler, speaking with us about Heather's the Musical, to be presented by the Pennsylvania Theater of Performing Arts in Hazleton, bringing the show to the stage October 14th, 15th, 21st, and 22nd at 7 in the evening, Sunday, October 23rd at 3, a matinee, and a special midnight show on October 16th. That's the Pennsylvania Theater of the Performing Arts in Hazleton at the J.J. Ferrara Center, 212 West Broad Street in Hazleton. And they warn us there is explicit language, strong language, and that the piece is probably not suitable for young audiences. For more information on the web, ptpashows.org, ptpashows.org. And the Pennsylvania Theater of Performing Arts is well known for its full dinner buffet, which is available 90 minutes before the curtain. Reservations are required for dinner, but there will not be a dinner for the midnight performance. So it's the Pennsylvania Theater of the Performing Arts in Hazleton at the J.J. Ferrara Center, 212 West Broad Street, and the performances will be Fridays and Saturdays, October 14th, 15th, 21st, and 22nd at 7 each evening, and Sunday, October 23rd, there's a matinee at 3, and a special midnight showing, and that's October 16th. For more information, on the web, ptpashows.org, ptpashows.org.
I would give anything to be like that.
I'd like to be their boyfriend.
It's Heather's the Musical at the Pennsylvania Theater of Performing Arts in Hazleton, ptpashows.org, ptpashows.org. Mascara, maybe some lip gloss, and we're on our way. Get this girl some blush.